A blessed and joyful Sunday morning to everyone tuned in to the Because He Lives radio program. With just 3 days until Christmas, it is a privilege to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we come together to reflect on the hope, love, and peace that His birth brings to the world. My name is Mardell Knight. I'm a proud member of the Ruby Church of the Nazarene, and it is my honor to serve as your host for today's program. As we gather this morning, I look forward to sharing this special time of reflection and celebration with all of you. Let us prepare our hearts to be inspired by God's Word and be reminded of the true meaning of Christmas. But first, let us extend our heartfelt gratitude to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, for their unwavering support in making this program possible. Your partnership in spreading the message of Christ's love and salvation is truly a blessing, and we pray that God continues to prosper your efforts for His kingdom. The Christmas season is a time of joy, love, and togetherness. But most importantly, it is a time to reflect on the profound truth of Emmanuel. God is with us. Before we continue, let us bow our heads and seek the Lord's presence and guidance in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with our hearts filled with gratitude and awe as we approach the celebration of your Son's birth. We thank you for the gift of life and the opportunity to gather through this program to glorify your name. You are the reason for the season, and we lift you high in praise and worship. Lord, as we reflect on the Christmas story, may the joy and the hope of Jesus' birth fill every heart and every home listening today. Let this program be a source of encouragement, inspiration, and renewal for all to hear it. We lift up our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares, and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District for their faithful support week after week. May you bless and prosper their endeavors as they continue to partner in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We also ask for a special anointing on Reverend Ricky Curtin, our speaker this morning, as he delivers your word. May it inspire transformation and draw us closer to you. And finally, we dedicate this time to you, Lord. May every word spoken bring glory to your holy name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now let us turn to the Word of God as we prepare our hearts for today's message. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14, a passage that beautifully captures the joy of Christmas. And it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. He shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." Here ends the Bible reading. And that reading was taken from the King James Version. May this powerful scripture remind us of the wonder of Christ's birth and the peace He brings to the world. As we continue this morning's program, let us open our hearts and minds to the message from Reverend Ricky Curtin. Reverend Ricky Curtin is a dedicated servant of God with 34 years of pastoral experience. A graduate of the CNTC, he currently serves as the pastor in charge of the Halls Road Church of the Nazarene. Throughout his ministry, Reverend Curtin has been guided by the empowering scripture, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength." His leadership is marked by faith, compassion, and a commitment to nurturing spiritual growth within his congregation and the wider community. But before Reverend Curtin brings today's message, let us first listen to a song, "Christmas Prayer" by B.B. Winans, followed by the message.
I pray for peace, blessings and honor, heaven riders despair. This is my Christmas prayer. for those that grieve. God will bring comfort, laughter will rapture them. This is my Christmas prayer. I pray that love will rule and reign, and I pray that time will rid the pain of this world as we learn to trust and care. This is my Christmas prayer. You triumph and conquer, possess the strength you need to bear. Yes, this is my Christmas prayer, and for those in need, that there would be plenty and each other's burden shared. God's love will rule and reign, and I pray that time will rid the pain.
Chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, make your requests be known unto God. The gift of prayer at Christmas. C.C. Winger wrote the words to this beautiful song, "I pray for peace blessing and honor. Heaven's right, earth despair. This is my Christmas prayer. For those who grieve, God will comfort. Laughter will rapture there. This is my Christmas prayer. I pray that love will rule and reign. I pray that time will rid the pain of this world as we learn to trust and care. This is my Christmas prayer. A very powerful prayer that she prayed in this song. The power of a Christmas prayer. Christmas is often seen as a time of giving and celebration, a time when family and friends gather together to present gifts, have a lovely meal, and share with each other. But beyond the presents and festivity, there is a profound gift that transcends all others. This is the gift of praise. This is my Christmas prayer reminds us that Christmas is not just about what we receive, but what we offer to God and to others through prayer. Prayer in itself is an act of love, is a way to bring peace, and is a tool for healing. At Christmas, we are celebrating the arrival of Jesus, and Isaiah reminds us that he is the Prince of Peace. Just as the world awaits his birth, today the world is also awaiting his peace. They are awaiting his love and they are awaiting his healing. And all of this can be activated through our prayer. The heart of This Is My Christmas Prayer calls us to focus on others rather than ourselves. I pray that love will reign. It is a selfless plea for the world to experience the love of God, to experience the peace that only God can give, and to experience the joy that never ends. Unlike typical Christmas wishes for material blessings, this song encourages us to seek spiritual blessings for our families, our friends, and for the whole world. As we listen to this song, and some of us like Terry will have sung this song before, we should reflect on the people and situations that need our prayer. Those who are in need of healing, those who are longing for peace, like these countries that are at war with each other, those who need to experience the love of God this Christmas. Our prayer should become an offering of hope to them. So if you're going to give a gift this Christmas, let it be the gift of prayer. The verse that I read earlier from Philippians, this verse reminds us that amidst the hustles and the bustles of Christmas, we must prioritize prayer. When the world feels chaotic and uncertain, prayer can calm the heart and our souls. When worries arise about family finances, about health, prayer gives us peace. Christmas should not be a season of anxiety. It should be a season of peace. And that peace begins when we turn our heart towards God and pray. Consider these ways to make prayer a part of your Christmas celebration. Before opening your gifts, before sharing your meals, take time out to pray for the world. Pray for your community and pray for each other. Remembering those that will not be given a gift this year. Remembering those that will not have a Christmas meal this year. Remember those that are hiding and running and fleeing their life because of war. And pray for them this year. Pray for the lonely and the broken. Many people feel isolated during this season. Loved ones are gone. Persons have lost husbands and wives. and children and brothers and sisters, those that they will normally celebrate with around this season. And therefore, Christmas for them will be a time of loneliness and isolation. So we must pray for those who are grieving, those who are homeless, and those who are sick. This is a great gift to give to the world, a gift of praise. And then let us take a quiet moment in this season and thank God for the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us thank God for the gift of our family and friends. Let us thank God for the gift of health and provision. We have so much that we can thank God for. This Christmas should be a time of praying for people around you. The best gift that you can give this world is a gift of praise. But pray for peace and love and healing, cause for action. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This verse proclaimed Jesus as the Prince of Peace. But this peace does not come automatically. It must be sought through prayer. Like the songwriter said, "I pray for peace." It must be sought through prayer. How many of us pray for peace? How many of us pray for peace in Israel and all the other countries that are at war? How many of us take time out to pray for peace? Today, our world is filled with conflict. It's filled with division. It's filled with pain. Many persons are crying out pain, emotional pain. But as believers, we have access to a gift that the world desperately needs. We have the power of praying. We have the power to push until something happens. We have the power to move the hand that moved the world. We have the power to bring about change and transformation. The power of prayer. So how can we do this in this Christmas season? The first thing we can do, we can pray for peace. Ask God to bring peace to war-torn nations, to homes that are constantly in conflict. Ask God to bring peace to the troubled heart. And you know some of these persons around you. Homes that are in conflict, abuse, and persons that are worrying and concerned about what is happening all around them. The troubled heart. This Christmas, let us pray for them. Pray for love. Pray for those who feel unloved. Those who feel marginalized, those who feel rejected, and ask God to use you as a vessel to show your love to them. God, how can I show love to somebody that needs it this season? What can I give to this family to show them that I love them and that you love them? Lord, how can I demonstrate in a tangible way my love for my community? Pray for healing. Intercede for those who are battling with illness. Intercede for those who are battling with grief and emotional wounds. At Christmas season, take the time to remember those in yonder hospital not too far from us, who are spending the season away from their family, some for the first time. To those who are laid up in their beds with bad news of cancer, bad news of diabetes, critical and clinical illnesses. Those in the mental hospital, those who are struggling, pray for them. Give them the gift of prayer and trust God for physical, emotional, and spiritual healing for them. For God can do the impossible. He placed his own seed in the womb of a virgin, and she brought forth a son to deliver the world. Something that scientifically is impossible, but God made it possible. And your prayer this season can make the impossible possible. So as we celebrate Christmas, let us remember to look beyond the gifts. Let us remember to look beyond the lights and go far beyond the caroling and the beautiful anthems that we sing in this season, that we direct unto the King and Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us lift our hearts and pray. The birth of Jesus is a reminder to us that God is with us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us. Christmas, Emmanuel. And because he is with us, our prayer will be answered. Because he is with us, we can be assured of peace, we can be assured of love, and we can be assured of healing. Let our Christmas prayer be like the song. The second verse talks about filled with hope, selflessness, and compassion. May we commit to praying for one another this Christmas. May we commit to praying for our families and friends. May we commit to praying for our nation and the nations of the world. And as we do so, may the peace of God, which surpasseth all of our understanding, continue to guard our hearts and guard our mind. I invite each of us to take a moment to reflect on the people and the places that needs your prayer in this season. And I want you to take this moment even now and whisper a prayer for peace, a prayer for love, a prayer for healing. And let this be your Christmas gift to the world. Let this be your Christmas gift to your families, to your friends. I pray that love will rule and reign. I pray that time will rid the pain of this world as we learn to trust and care. I pray that you triumph and conquer and pose the strength you need to bear. This is my Christmas prayer. For those in need, there will be plenty, and each other burden share. This is my Christmas prayer, that love will rule and reign. So let hope fill our heart. Let hope fill our heart. Shine the light through the dark, all around the world and everywhere. This is my Christmas prayer. Would you give the gift of prayer this Christmas? Father, we bow in adoration to you. We recognize that you have given us a gift. And Paul reminds us to pray always. And you remind the disciples that they always ought to be praying and not to faint. You reminded them in your deepest hour of grief, when you were about to be taken by the soldiers, you said, could you not watch and pray with me for an hour? And you saw the necessity of prayer because time and time again, Jesus went into the mount, separated himself, and he prayed. And God, you have given us this gift to bring healing and peace and love to our world. So we remember those, God, in this season who are suffering. We ask that you, God, will ease their pain. We ask, Lord, that you will reach down from heaven and you will touch the sick and you will transform their life. You reach down to the lonely in heart and brokenhearted to remind them that you are a friend, the brokenhearted, and you draw nigh to them that you will never leave nor forsake. To those who are grieving, remind them, Lord, that you are the comforter who is right there every moment of the day, the God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God who is able to embrace them. Remember those in war-stricken areas that are fleeing for their life. And we ask that peace will reign in this season in the name of Jesus. We ask that truth will pull out. We ask, oh God, that governors, oh God, will listen to your voice, and peace will come in the name of Jesus, and war will end. That nations, oh God, will be restored. That this season, men and women and families will find peace. The peace of God, the Prince of Peace, will reveal himself in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that you will make us compassionate and more aware of what's going on around us in Ukraine and Israel and all of those other places, God. And give us a burden, God, that we will continue, Lord, even this season, in the midst of our festivities, to remember them and pray. Thank you, Father, for the gift of praise, the gift to come boldly before your throne to receive help in the time of need. Father, our desire this morning is to give this gift, this season, to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Because